Chapter 16. Xiost's icy, unrelenting wind buffeted Theron's body as he huddled on the roof's edge of the building across the street from the Orbital Defense Command Center. He had on his night goggles and had already anchored the tripod of his grappling gun securely. He'd even carefully selected his target, a spot just below the surveillance cams mounted on the side of the windowless ODCC building. Now he was just waiting for Nostoral to do his part. The citywide blackout would temporarily disable the surveillance cams, but it would only take a few seconds for the auxiliary generators to ramp up and get them working again. Theron would have to act fast if he didn't want to be seen breaking in. His adrenaline was pumping, his mind focused and alert, his muscles poised to spring into action. But he couldn't do anything until Nostoral knocked out the power. "This is why I like to work alone," he thought, crouching lower to the rooftop as another blast of wind whipped across the surface. He trusted the Jedi, and his role in the mission was simple enough. But in the back of his mind, he couldn't help but wonder if his partner was up to the task.
"Guess I'll know in a few minutes. Either the lights go out and the mission is a go, or I lose my fingers to a serious case of frostbite."
Unlike Republic worlds, where electricity was supplied by private companies, Xiost's main power station was a government-controlled facility under military supervision. To defend it against orbital strikes, it had been built into a reinforced bunker 20 meters below the surface of the planet. The only entrance was a heavily defended turbolift, making it virtually impossible for someone to get inside without being seen. Fortunately, Master Nostoral didn't have to get into the main station to wreak havoc with Xiost's power supply. The electricity generated in the heavily defended facility had to be dispersed across the entire city through a network of substations and transformers, which divided and subdivided to feed the millions of users plugged into the electrical grid. And though the network was designed with redundancies to reroute power in the event of damaged lines and substations, it was a logistical impossibility to fully guarantee uninterrupted service. That was why places like the ODCC had their own emergency generators. Vin had provided them with blueprints for the electrical grid, allowing them to identify the three key junction points that needed to be taken out to kill the power supply for their target. By planting explosives at each location and detonating them simultaneously, they could cause a massive blackout that would take hours to restore. The first two locations were both small auxiliary substations. Neither one was guarded, and it was a simple matter for the Jedi to plant the detonite charges and set the timers. The third location, however, was one of the city's five primary substations. It would have been prohibitively expensive for the Empire to replicate the near-impregnable defenses of the main power station at each of the substations, but it did take some precautions. The small building was surrounded by a 3-meter-high electrified chain-link fence. There were half a dozen guards stationed at the facility. Every 20 minutes, they took turns circling the perimeter in pairs, while the others sat inside the substation's tiny break room playing sabacc and trying to stay warm. Nostoral could have easily used his lightsaber to slice through the fence and dispatched all six of the soldiers before they could call for help, but the iconic weapon of the Jedi left distinctive marks on both flesh and steel. Leaving behind evidence pointing to a Jedi's involvement would blow apart the cover story that this was the work of a local anti-imperial resistance group. Instead, he hid in the shadows and waited for the two guards on patrol to pass, then raced up to the fence. Using a pair of insulated wire cutters, he snipped open a hole just large enough for him to slip through without touching the deadly fence. Then he raced up to the side of the building.